well. So we're really kind of creating the environment for you with a live group, get feedback, get testimonials. I think most of us are familiar with that concept anyway, if you've ever taught a program or something, right? You start with the first one. So a lot of cases we'll do that. And then from there, use that as a basis to continue building. So that is the script writing. That is going to be any of the workbooks or, you know, other assets that need to be produced alongside of that. Those become deliverables on our end when it comes to the execution. And then, of course, the media production, audio files, things of that nature, transcripts, all the assets that create and go into the course. You know, we want to also consider the different ways people learn.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. If you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get straight scoop about how to launch and grow a profitable business. And today we're taking a slightly different turn because many of you who are thought leaders are also authors. And many of those books that you might be self-publishing, or even if you're getting them published by an outside publishing house, there's a big bang when the book launches and then it sits on the shelf. So today I have Parshel Tashi with us today. Parshel is an award-winning creative director who partners with authors to help them repurpose and monetize their best-selling books as premium and profitable online courses that create an impact and additional income. And I met Parshel through a networking platform for entrepreneurs, and I was really impressed with their understanding of what it takes to actually produce a quality online course. And I wanted to expose you to this amazing knowledge. So welcome, Parshel.
Thanks, Deborah. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And I know you didn't come from corporate. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I'm a former school teacher. I taught high school math for 7 years, and I have a master's in curriculum and instruction. So education is definitely something that's been ingrained in me. And my mother also was a teacher. So the school environment and that learning experience, I was always really deep in, I would say. And so, yeah, long story short, I ended up transitioning from teaching to pursuing a creative direction, started doing video. So as a solo freelancer doing video, and went from that stage to then growing the company to multiple locations and working with a lot of different brands and organizations across the country. So it's definitely been a journey. And, you know, now all things come full circle, and it's just such a beautiful moment for me and our partners and the people that I'm connected with, just to combine that experience of creating a high tech, high touch experience through production and how we show up online, along with really solid learning experiences that can be a really supportive companion to a book.
Yeah, that's amazing. I speak with a lot of authors, and I always ask, what are you going to do with the book? Because if you're usually people start, they write a book and they get a speaking career, or they have a speaking career and then they want to write a book. But then typically people want to take that great information that they've shared and apply it. And so there's always that question of how do we work with you, or how can you help us as an organization implement these amazing ideas? And so a course is a great companion to a book and something that really creates a nice value stack as far as a portfolio, and keeps the book alive, I would imagine. And the book keeps the course alive. So there's this nice feeding of value that goes back and forth. But I wanted to have this conversation with Parshel because in this age of the democratization of video, right? So everyone has a camera, everyone has a ring light or something above their laptop, and anyone can produce content. So why is professional video production for authors so important?
I really think it's important for, again, with the environment you described, we all have our cameras, devices all over the place. And really the questions that boil down to how you want to show up in an online course when it comes to video is really factors of your time, right? Your own resources to get it done, as well as where you're at in your business. That's something we talked about before we started recording. If you're on version one of getting this out, I don't recommend that you go get a crew and do all that. You really, you know, you're at a stage where it's best to, of course, test and validate your ideas further and to get that in place. And that's also why if you do have a book, you know, more than likely you've probably been coaching, you've been having some of that experiences. You probably have that framework in place already. It's just a matter of if you're going to do it for the first time, allow that to be a test and you don't really need, you know, full crew for that. I would say that once you're on version three of the iteration of teaching this and seeing results and success, that it makes sense to, you know, to invest in that because for a number of reasons, when it comes to your goals, it might be a factor that you want to now have this as a product for larger organizations, for corporations, and how you show up on there is definitely going to be a reflection of you and your brand. So those are the considerations that come into mind when it's like, okay, how am I going to get there? I usually teach this principle as with the concept of planes, right? You're going to go from where you are to go to the other side of the country or whatever. You can take a propeller plane, you can take a commercial jet, or you can take a private plane. The good news is that you always get where you're going. It just depends on how you want to get there. So that propeller plane is similar to getting on Zoom, getting on your phone, getting that content done. The commercial plane is more of, you know, you're doing your part and then someone else is supporting on the other end. This is typically where, you know, you can do the recording all day long because you have no problem doing that. But the editing and the uploading, how that gets polished, you might need support with. And then, of course, private plane, which is what we provide at the highest level of our offering, is that you come and be with us and you just show up and teach. And a lot of the other heavy lifting is already taken care of. So it really just depends on those factors. And the good news is that no matter which way you go, you're going to get to your destination.
That's fantastic. And I know there's an art and science to creating courses, and those with experience like you in education, and I started my career in education as well. I think the curriculum development and the first thing I thought of when I became an entrepreneur was like, oh, let me build a course. And not everyone thinks in that way. So if you're dealing with a first-time author and they are just coming to the realization that, you know, this is one asset, but I could be making so much more money and having a bigger impact if I had a program or a course that I could sell to individuals or to companies. How do they get started with the curriculum? Is that part of your package as well?
Yeah, that's actually the very first step of our process, is to actually strategize and design what this course is going to be. And it's not just about what content from your book is going into it. There's also other factors that need to be considered here, right? Who is your audience? Who is this for? We do a pretty good analysis of that and understanding who your student is. Then we also look at your business ecosystem. How is this course fitting in within the rest of your business, right? Where does it fit in your customer's journey? So we need to consider that as well. There's a lot of factors that go into more of the strategic side of it. And it's not just about, okay, chapter one is going to be module one. That might be a disservice to your readers. We want to create an experience and really get them to that next stage. And as much as possible, create those conditions for them to be successful in taking the action. So those are the things that really have to come into play at that first stage. We establish that and approve that before we move forward to the next, which is really about execution and getting it published.
So how long does it take? Is there a standard amount of time? Does it vary? You know, how long does it take to develop the curriculum? And then, you know, do you get it scripted? I'm really curious, and I think our listeners will be too, about how you go from idea to finished product.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of that strategy is starting with your manuscript. So usually we have that you provide us, and then we provide a questionnaire. So there's some pre-work that goes into it. We want to know all angles of what you're thinking and what went into your book and what you want to translate as a end result for your audience. So once we have the design in place, you know, the timeline we're looking at is about 16 weeks. That is our process. I know that for a number of others, oh, I can do a course in a weekend. Like, absolutely, you could definitely get there. It's not impossible, but our process is about 16 weeks. And so once we have that strategy and design in place, that's kind of like our guidelines going forward and how we actually get it done. The very first phase is what we cover there. And then we also get into a little bit of a pre-testing as well. We want to test your content. So we usually do a practice run with the class. Let's validate this idea. Let's ensure that this is going to be a good fit. So that's a really big part of our process as well, which is why it's not like a 2-month process or a 90-day process. It's really about 16 weeks. It incorporates that. And really that also informs what your script is going to start to develop to be for the course as well. So we're really kind of creating the environment for you with a live group, get feedback, get testimonials. I think most of us are familiar with that concept anyway, if you've ever taught a program or something, right? You start with the first one. So a lot of cases we'll do that. And then from there, use that as a basis to continue building. So that is the script writing. That is going to be any of the workbooks or, you know, other assets that need to be produced alongside of that. Those become deliverables. And when it comes to the execution, and then of course, the media production, audio files, things of that nature, transcripts, all the assets that create and go into the course, you know, we want to also consider the different ways people learn. So we have all those different formats included as well. And then everything is uploaded to a learning management system. So that's sort of as we're starting to tailor into that end. And we're using that momentum throughout to keep the conversation going about your course. Oftentimes when it comes to authors who have a book, we struggle with marketing. We struggle with keeping that conversation going. And part of our process would also ensure that we're helping to make sure that there's always something going out, right? Letting people know what you're up to and what's going on. That way it's not a big, huge launch that you have to do. And that creates a lot of pressure and stress as well. And I think that there can be, especially for an author who has a book, you're already doing your work to sell your book. Now you just have a companion course assigned to it, if you will, that goes along with it, and you can leverage it in so many ways. But that's essentially to give more details of our process. Everyone's favorite part is coming to film with us, because that's always a joy and a pleasure. A lot of our clients come to us here in San Diego, so we get to spend the day together and be like family. But again, that's not for every single case, but you know, we're just supporting, and that's the general steps that we go through.
Yeah. Well, if I were to do it, I'd want to go see you in San Diego for sure. I want to get the originator of the concept. I have to get my book written first. That's my biggest hurdle, is like, Deb, carve out some time, write the book. I love this idea. So, and you record the entire course in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And typically, how long is the ideal course? Does it differ, or is there a sweet spot for authors?
You know, I would say a good sweet spot is between 4 to 6 modules. But what I want to also put out there is that how long is it going to take someone to get a result, right? Because when we talk about creating an experience, it's not just trying to jam pack it with, you know, all these things that you think are just good for them to know. It's like, what do they actually need to get there? And that also informs how long this course can be. But I would say always, in most cases, a good 4 to 6 module is a decent size for a course.
And is it sometimes warranted where there's, you know, the beginner course and then the follow-on course? You know, if it's just too much content, do you break it up?
Yeah, you definitely can. You can break it up. You can create sort of the next step. And that's what I like about this as well. You get to create this journey. So maybe the first part is part one. And then once they graduate from there, and only there, they get, you know, the invitation to go to part two. I have seen some programs, for example, where the course was, this was our first course that we did, but she priced her course. We priced it at $444. And then the second option just included a group coaching, right? So now you have the base of your framework that someone can get results in. And then as a step up, or as a leverage point, right now, just offer some group coaching with it as well. And now they're even more involved with you. And maybe there's another step for them after that. So it's really interesting how the course can kind of play into an entire journey for the reader.
Yeah, the client ascension, or the value ladder. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You mentioned different ways that people learn, and that's the educator in you coming out, right? Because we're aware of different learning modalities. Did you have to create your own learning platform, or did you find something out there that was already suitable for the type of educational products that you're creating?
So we've not developed our own yet, but what I would say is that the ones that we have been utilizing that have been really supportive for You know, generally, a lot of different courses are Kajabi, which most of us are familiar with. There's also Learn Worlds, which is a new one that kind of takes on more of a formal, almost like a more of a school setting for different types of genres. And then also one is Experienceify, which is actually, it gamifies the entire course. So as people are progressing, they get points and those points can be redeemed for different things. And so depending on the course, depending on the structure, depending on how we want that experience to be, usually lends itself to what sort of technology or platform is going to support that best.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love the gamification of it too. Experienceify, is that what it was called?
Yes.
Very, very cool. Can you tell us a story about one of your clients and how they've implemented this strategy to monetize their book into a course and how they got there?
Yeah. So I'll tell the story of Kirk Berry. So Kirk, he wrote a book. The name of the book is Connect and Empower, The Art of Motivating Youth. And so he wrote this book and it's really essentially made for adults who need to have better connection and relationship with their kids, teenagers, right? If you're an educator, coach, parent, what have you. He's already been on the speaking circuit, if you will, when it came to this work. He's usually brought into schools and different colleges to speak to the trainers and to the adults that work with kids. And so he worked with us and went through this process. Again, we planned out and designed what his course was going to be, how it was going to function. Then he came to be here with us in Philadelphia. A lot of his frameworks were pretty solid from what he had taught. And then we produced it and launched it with him. And the results have been phenomenal because for a lot of the consultants and trainers who happen to be in an environment where you get to speak and it's not just one order, so to speak. It's like a bulk situation. It's really, really exciting. So he has been really successful with that. It's like having this companion course has just exploded his speaking. I can't recall how many times he's spoken in the last year, but this course released right at the top of the year. And so he has been really expanding and his nonprofit has also been growing as well. So after checking with him on where his revenue numbers have been, but absolutely they're in the five figures in terms of return that he's been able to get back. And it's all just sort of connected again into his entire ecosystem. It's not just the product, it's the entire customer journey, right? And he's going to continue to speak, continue to be on that circuit. And now he just has this sort of ascension in place for his audience. So it's been really powerful and got a lot of feedback as well from adults who've been able to use this and be connected more closely with their kids and their teenagers. So I'm excited just to hear more because that's the thing too with courses, like once it's in place, time goes on, right? And it's exciting just to check back in. So you reminded me to check back in with him.
I know. I always forget to check back in with clients and, you know, then I'll hear the story that, you know, here we are, you know, 2 or 3 years later and they hit $1 million. And it's like, oh my God, that's so phenomenal. Come on.
Exactly.
And talk to my other clients. You mentioned that there are different monetization strategies. Is there anything that we haven't covered so far in how to monetize? So I can understand that you know, when you're on stage, you're selling books, you're also dropping that you can buy the course. I would imagine that that also might get you some PR opportunities, because I would imagine, especially with his story, that that's like a Good Morning America kind of story where you get an interview on a morning television show and that would expose it more. And when you said the ecosystem, you know, I have expertise, I can put it down in a book, I can build a course. It gets me more speaking, and from the speaking, I'm getting more course orders, more book orders, and more buzz. And the more people that know about you, then the more exposure you get. And I would imagine that the press would pick it up as well.
Absolutely. So PR usually is like a really big push for a lot of authors, which is, again, why we love working with authors. If they're well positioned and they have that support, it just goes along with it. Again, because the course is a companion to the book. One of the other monetization strategies that we didn't necessarily cover is, and this only applies to some authors, so to speak, but if you have really got more of a, like of a new framework in place for, let's say, step two or step three of this sort of transformative process, you can also consider having a multi-series of books. That's another thing as well, that sort of the courses and being engaged with the community continues to give you insight, continues to give you more feedback. On how people are navigating, what new questions are they coming up with? What things are you, in place to learn on a deeper level because of these questions? And That's just another strategy as well that I think is very useful, just considering, you know, what new book could I do? And it's funny because this is actually a perfect example. One of our clients, his course is going to release at the top of the year. His name is Greg Alexander, and he has written a book called The Boutique, How to Start, Scale, and Exit a Professional Services Firm. And the follow-up to that is The Founder Bottleneck, because The Founder Bottleneck is going to be a very common challenge that comes as you're going through this process of starting, scaling, and exiting. And so he's partnered with us, and we've actually created coursework for both of these books. But the Founder Bottleneck book is only being released to his audience. It's not even going on Amazon publicly. And so it's been a very interesting process and strategy that's involved from that, because his members just pay monthly to be part of his community. And so it's just a really powerful strategy that really speaks to the power of community and allowing that to be the catalyst from within your community to be evangelist and continue to spread the word. But it's only, you know, only if you know so-and-so would you get the book, kind of a thing. So it's a very, I'm excited for that project as well. But that's just, again, that sort of concept of thinking, what is the next book? And then creating, another journey from there.
What advice do you have for would-be authors who haven't written the book yet and who see the value of the customer journey and creating a follow-on course? Is there any advice you would give them as they're writing their manuscripts to make their book course worthy? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. The biggest advice that I would say is not to do it alone. Mm. And what I mean by that is not to do it alone in terms of just you being with yourself and writing it. Use the feedback, be in contact with your audience, right? Be in constant conversation with them and getting feedback, maybe release parts of your chapter. In other words, kind of build a community as you go. So that way, as you are ready to release a product or something that goes along with the book, you've gathered these people who are interested in what you've been saying, and you already have a journey that's laid out for them. So that's one thing I would say is just always be in touch with your market and knowing what their needs are and continue just to hear them and have those conversations. I mean, start a podcast even and just interview different people and get insight on what some of those things that come up for them are, and use that as the fuel to write, to develop your programs, because it's for them. So be with them as much as possible.
Yeah. How have you been marketing yourself to be discovered? Do you have a book? Do you have a course?
I am co-authoring a book now and in the development of a course here that we're going to be launching next year. So I'm also in the process here as well, sort of drinking my own medicine, so they say. But it's definitely been exciting and definitely learning a lot. So for me, it's a lot of really being, again, in touch with this market, and how I make myself more discoverable is really through my network. So I love to meet new people, and that's a big part of just how I do what I do. I can call on somebody. I know that I can, and people can call on me, and I just have a really strong network of partners and people like Deborah, people like those in different groups that we've been a part of. So yeah, that's mainly how we do it. We also offer masterclasses. We do that every other month, and we literally go through more of this process in detail and also have some exercises for authors to go along with it. And you can even score yourself through our process. We have a scorecard quiz that we go through. So that way you can see, does this even make sense for my book, for what I see for myself? And that way you can have that clarity and confidence ahead of time. That would be awesome to not, you know, waste your time or go too far down a path that may not be right or the right time or what have you. So those are some of the ways that we make ourselves marketable. We also have a podcast called The Author's Leverage, where we interview others in the publishing space. So publishers, book writing coaches, speaking coaches, folks who get people into bulk orders, like all kinds of monetization strategies and ways that authors can leverage what they do. Our podcast has also been growing, which we're excited about, and just sharing more and giving more resources to the author community.
That's amazing. I have some people to send your way who are doing amazing things in the author space. And if people want to get in touch with you or sign up for your masterclass, how do they do that, Parshall?
Yeah, just go to theauthorsleverage.com. And you can also follow us on all social media under that handle. So at The Author's Leverage on Instagram, also on LinkedIn. You can find me personally on LinkedIn as well, and Facebook. And we have our TikTok now. So TikTok is starting to pick up. So definitely any of those places, you can find us at The Author's Leverage.
Yeah. Earlier today, I interviewed Leilani Wells, who's a visibility coach and consultant. And we were talking about TikTok and that new new kind of phenomenon of TikTok. TikTok's not new, but how people are using it is new. Mm-hmm. And my last question is, you know, what has been the biggest learning for you on this journey? You know, how have you grown personally and professionally moving from education to not only educating others, but taking the entire totality of your experience as a teacher and soon to be writer and applying it to course creation and video production and all of that?
Wow. My biggest learning, I would say, is that my unique skills and abilities as a creator is, I think it's just awareness of that. And I think often, and most of us fall into this, I know that I did, where I experienced a lot of anxiety, stress in the first runs of my business. And the biggest challenges was not knowing who I was, not having any awareness around that, and not really tapping into those strengths and abilities because I wasn't aware of it. It just was copycatting what I saw other people doing. And it never felt right. And I always forced myself to try to make it right. What's been such a beautiful sort of 180 now with this business, which is a couple years old, is that it started with me, you know, going through this self-reflection process, so to speak, to where I was able just to see that, wow, I can be myself. And I found out that I'm a creative person. So a lot of the areas that I tend to beat myself up over for not being as detail oriented or in the weeds of certain things, those aren't my strengths, and that's okay. And it's also enabled me to know who I need around me and who not to create with as well. So it's just been so transformative to me. And I think it just boils down to just that understanding of who I am uniquely, and that being enough to make any of us worthy and, you know, able to do what we can do and to make our highest contribution. So that's been my biggest learning, I would say, through all of that, is that I could be myself and enjoy life.
And I think that is the biggest advantage of entrepreneurship, because it will crack you open. It will pick up all of your stuff. And the opportunity is to really step into who you really are and the fullest expression of that and realizing that potential. Parshel, I am so excited about your success. I mean, thank you for this interview. It's been so amazing to get to know you. And my friends, Parshel really knows her stuff, and you need to follow her if you have a book in mind, or you even have questions about how would you write the book the right way in order to be able to monetize it afterwards and turn it into a course. Reach out and have that conversation and join theauthorsleverage.com. Learn about the master classes. I've been in a mastermind group with Parshel, and she always delivers great advice. She's super smart. Has a lot to offer for you as an author, as a course creator, and as a speaker. So thank you so much for giving us your time here today and sharing your wisdom.
My pleasure, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
All right, my friends. This episode of Life After Corporate is coming to an end. We will see you next time. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.